to germinate soon. I guess too short a season.
Mm-hmm. Could be if it's a northern.
And it might be. It might be to take the cold today.
There's not enough cold down here. Well, do they have many oak trees around here?
Yeah, you get out in the mountainous sections of the country, and they some of the fine oaks that grew in over. Makes fine cherry timber and anything you want.
Well, what kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
He cut down the
cherry tree.
Yeah, he cut down the cherry tree.
Yeah, that's it. Now there's a kind of a shrub thing. It's bigger than a bush, I guess, but not as big as a tree. And it has berries on it. A lot of people say it's poison. The leaves get real red in the fall. And
that's the poke root.
Oh, yeah. Now, what about kinds of bushes that, like if you rub up against them, your skin will break out and a lot of times they're out in the woods and you have to be real careful and you'll get up against it and then you'll break out where you touch it.
Well, I know two, three, four different kinds that does some people that way now, but I can't remember the names right now.
Well, what about something like poison ivy?
A poison ivy, that's a vine.
Yeah.
It's just a vine, but it'll poison anybody, I reckon.
That'll do it to anybody.
Yeah. There's just an old poison oak, and then there's a poison ivy.
Uh-huh.
And that poison ivy, you can hardly get rid of it. You can, there's other.
Uh-huh.
It's the old poison oak.
Uh-huh.
Application or two of most any kind of rub on liniments or anything to stop it, but not that other time.
Well, now, what about, we were talking earlier about strawberries. What kind of berries do they grow around here?
They grow just the kind of strawberries here. They can grow anywhere in the whole country that I don't know anything about, but they're so hard to get harvested, nobody don't fool them.
Right. It takes a lot of help.
Yeah. We've got a daughter that's she went to Detroit, Michigan, spent several years up there, and her husband did too, and they got married up there and come back, and they bought a place up here in west side of the county. I know she was taking this about the strawberry business. We was growing our own at home, but they didn't sell them. But she decided to try selling them, and they've got no children.
Mm-hmm.
He's always busy on the rest of the farm, and she has to pick her berries by herself. And last year, we were marketed about 80 gallons. That was that by herself, and that's about left her.
I guess so. I guess that's more than she wants to do.
Yeah,
it's
just too much.
Sure is. Well, did they raise any other kind of berries around here, or very many grow around here or anything?
Well, there's nothing on dewberry, blackberry, and huckleberry, and strawberry. That's all the berries we've got, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
That is eatable berries.
Well, you were talking earlier about, were those poke berries? That was just
they don't count for nothing, I reckon.
Do they hurt people?
Some folks say they're poison, but I would like to eat them. I wouldn't be afraid to.
Yeah, up in the mountains, they have some bushes that have real pretty pink and white flowers on them. Have you ever seen any of those? You know what I'm talking about? They bloom in the late spring. They're just a kind of a bush, and they've got lots. They have real pretty flowers on them. I've seen them up in the mountains, I think. But I get the types mixed up. This is one that's just a fairly tall bush, and it's got real pretty flowers on it.
I know of several different types, but I wouldn't know now which one, and I forgot the names of some of them.
What about laurel?
Laurel, I heard, awful pretty.